Welcome, welcome, and more welcome. You're listening to Dream Path on BBS Radio, and we are so happy to be here on Late Night Talk. It's the inauguration, as it were, the first time, although some of you have listened to the Cyber Shaman, and we would like to dedicate this show with the air of gratitude. We are very, very pleased to be doing our dream. The name of our show is Dream Path. The name of our site, if you ever want to visit us, is dreampath.ca. And we welcome every one of you who are listening. Some of you may be new to BBS Radio because we've invited you here. We're live. We're here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, broadcasting right across the world. And we have an amazing story to tell. We have a wonderful guest who's going to be coming on shortly in about 10 or 15 minutes. We'd love to have callers. However, there's a few things missing. I understand it'll be up and running Monday, Tuesday. So next week when you tune in to our show at the same time, Dream Path, we will be here with our music. I'd love to play you some of the music from Authentic, the opening. It's a CD that BBSRadio.com picked up just a few weeks ago. And that's part of the amazing story here. It was just on February the 5th that we tuned into our internet and found BBS Radio. And we knew it was a blog site, but we didn't know it was a radio station. And we clicked on, and we heard all this wonderful music. And if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. And that's so true because there was one song after another, and I went, what is this? This is great. I love this. Let's hear more. So we investigated, and sure enough, there was all kinds of wonderful shows that we can listen to, whether it's a talk radio show or if it's some just beautiful music, and there's such a variety. So So that night, I took our CD, sent it off to Douglas Newsom, and let me take this time. Donna and Don Newsom, Douglas Newsom, have been just wonderful. They've helped us in so many ways. They put on the CD right away. I found out that there was a hosting available, and here it is, not even a month later, and we're on. And we are so grateful. We are living our dream as we speak. And the harp is playing. We have a wonderful guest. Her name is Lynn Jenkins, and I'll be introducing you to her very, very shortly. In the meantime, I'd like to tell you a bit of the story. I'm sure a lot of you are aware of the secret that's going around the internet. And as a CD, a friend recently gave that to us just before the new year. And we've also passed that on to other people. And it really is making a difference in a lot of people's lives, because I think a lot of people are getting it now. The year 2007 is opening things up for everyone. Everyone who chooses to do what they truly want, to live their dream. And that's what we're about, to live your dream, whatever that dream may be. Your true heart's desire has always been there, and it's now being discovered more and more by everyone right across the world. The secret will be airing, I understand, on Oprah Winfrey on Thursday, February the 8th. So you can look for that. Certainly, we'll be getting out to a lot of people, inspiring them to be truly who they are. We have, as I said, a wonderful guest. She lives right here in our community, Lynn Jenkins. She has been an inspiration in the lives of so many people. She has a wonderful story to tell. Very much like the individual, the executive producer of The Secret, she had some really hard experiences, hard knocks in her life, and has managed to get to the other side, not only that, but to change her life and inspire others. Lynn is a professional rebirther. She's a Reiki master, she's an artist, she's an author, and a motivational speaker. She's also a member of the Canadian Board of National Healthcare Practitioners. And she has, in the 20 years of her experience, been drug-free from what is often known as manic depressive, which was very, very little understood. And she's going to tell you about this, her story, and I'm sure she's going to be able to tell her story much better than I can. But she's also a friend of ours. Just before I get to that, I'd like to thank my dream path partner, Geraldine Ramden, who has put everything together here, has allowed me to sit in this chair and talk to everyone out there. I love you. So if we can bring Lynn in, I'd like to welcome her to the show. And if we can get her online, that will be great. And actually, I guess the people there at the station need to call her and get her on the air. And you still haven't got her number. And so how am I going to talk to her?
Maybe she'll speak with her drum.
And maybe she'll speak with her drum, yeah. But we really need to hear her voice. And I don't know if I should be giving her number out on the air. But you will know what my cell number is. And I don't mind if you do, because you can call me anytime. And you can call our cell at 416-428-0359. Gerald will answer and give you Lynn's number, Lynn Jenkins' number, so that she can call into the show and be on the air. And that's how it works. Lynn lives in Toronto. She is an amazing individual who has been through so much in her life and has the courage to make a difference. Her story, again, she's an author, she's written about this. You can go to her site at any time and read about it. And Lynn Jenkins, if you want to get to her site, is www.rebirthingplus.com. That's www.rebirthingplus.com. And pick up a lot of the information there. And you can also, if you'd like to meet her for a session or have her talk, she's a motivational speaker and has got out to some of the mainstream practitioners in medicine to let them know about how people are really dealing with manic depression. And because it's such a little understood, 20 years ago when she had it, there was no real way of treating it. In fact, it was often ignored. So she was able to do something about it. As she said, she was just simply stubborn about it. I have a little passage right from one of her books. And Dawn's phone number?
Yeah.
What about Dawn's phone number? Ah, you could phone Dawn, yeah. Well, Dawn is, maybe you could call Dawn. Here we go. We're just looking up a number so that we can actually get Lynn on our show here. And here we go. All right. I'm going to read a passage from one of her books. It's towards the end. And I'll let her describe, and she will be able to do this better. But this passage really got to me. I was just going over it last night. Many have asked how I have survived, how I managed to go on. And the answer is simple. There was always someone or something that loved me. Someone always held out a hand, gave me hope, picked me up, dusted me off, and protected me from myself, or gave me a pill. Also, I think I am just stubborn. I asked the doctor once if I would ever be drug-free, and he gave me thumbs down and told me I would never make it. Well, here I am today to tell you that I am thumbs up and I am making it. That was a passage from one of Lynn's books. She has written a number of them about this manic depressive disease, I suppose it's called. It's a condition that people experience where they have very highs and very lows. And I think she has a lot of insight to those who are looking into that and also creating balance in one's life. And that's what rebirthing is all about. Another thing I'd like to bring up at this time is music. Music to me is the other dimensions. Music can take me to places that almost nothing else can. Now, as far as the other arts are concerned, I'm sure it's true about every single one of them. If you're a ballerina when you dance, and you're on the stage or even by a bar doing it by yourself, that inspiration comes through. But for me, it's music. And my experience in recording, I've been recording for many, many years. I should introduce myself. This is DJ. And because we're sort of winging it tonight, we're just doing exactly that. My name is Dennis Joseph Jestad. I love to call myself DJ, especially when I'm on the radio. And as they say, music is the food of love. And music can take you to the spheres, to other dimensions. It can soothe the soul. It can bring feelings of joy. It can also help you when you're feeling sorrowful. And it's very interesting when someone is playing the blues, You think, well, why would someone want to play the blues? I mean, he's just going to make you feel worse. And it's very interesting to note that when you play something like the blues, it actually makes you feel better. And that's what music does. We have an amazing amount of artists right on bbsradio.com. And you can go to BBS 24-Hour Music, Sensational Sounds, and it is 24 hours. One of the things you might like to listen to is, once again, is Authentic, the opening, by Dream Path, that's ourselves. It's something that was created over a few years, and I love improv, and I love to improv music, and I love to record music in that mode. Now, even though Lynn isn't here with us, I do have a special guest. Because unfortunately no one can call in right now, I brought my caller with me. And she goes by a special name. What is it?
Graz.
Graz is here with us today. And she had a few questions for Lynn. And I suppose this might be a good time to talk with Graz and perhaps continue on in this way. Graz, welcome.
Hello, DJ.
Hi, welcome.
Am I close enough?
You are close enough. If you'd like to make yourself comfortable,
Okay. Pull
up that little chair. Graz is joining us today. Ah, gratitude. It's so wonderful to be here. You know, Graz, it's very nice of you to come over tonight and be with us on this inaugural time of BBS Late Night.
Thank you for inviting me.
And I know you yourself have an amazing story. You yourself have gone through what is known, is it called manic depression?
It is also clinically known as bipolar.
Bipolar.
But generally known as, first of all, depression is an old word for that is melancholy. But manic depression is a combination of it can be really low and it can be really high. But I tend on the lower depressive side.
Now, I would have to say that Graz is a friend of mine as well. She's a beautiful person who is also an author, is a writer, and a fundraiser. She works with people. Now, just so everybody knows what this is about. What are the symptoms? What do you go through when this kind of brings you down? And what do you do to bring yourself back to balance again?
Well, if a lot of people experience depression alone, and depression is everyone goes through a depressive episode. I think one in 10 people in North America, or let's say Canada and the U.S. Have a depressive episode, like a week or more of depression.
It could be that long?
Yeah.
Even longer sometimes?
Well, yes. There are people who have been diagnosed with manic depression, as I was in 1990. Although there are some people who go years and years not knowing that they might have this kind of condition, and it's known as a mood disorder. That is the clinical word for it. So it really shouldn't be categorized as a mental illness that you might think of as schizophrenia.
So now, what happens when something like this occurs? There are steps that you take or have taken in the past to.
Yes.
And what are some of those, and where has that led up to today with what you're doing now? Just a bit of background on that.
Well, I have, first of all, a very loving family, very good friends. And they noticed how I had changed. In fact, when you start having this very severely, it's as if your entire personality is different.
So people, it's like you're not the same person. If you had a friend or someone who had met you, and then a week later they're talking to you, and it's like, whoa, who is this person?
Yes.
What's going on? What's the matter?
That's right. I'm really a very gregarious person. I'm also well, privacy is very important to me as well. But the point is, I isolated myself. I stopped calling my friends. I unplugged the phone. Instead of going to work, I thought, well, what's the point? I feel so terrible. Even if I go there, I couldn't contribute anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would not call in to work and say I'd be ill. And that's very not, I have a very strong work ethic, and that's not something I would ever do if I weren't feeling this way. So some people are very severe, and they try to kill themselves. They're hospitalized for years on end. I've been fortunate that I was, although contemplating suicide, I did not kill myself. And it's also interesting to know, people who have this disorder, it is more common for men to actually commit suicide, and it is more common for women to have more attempts.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, that is how people feel when. Now, what?
For
me
personally.
Yeah, for you personally.
When I started with my family, that's where it started.
Now, what brought you? What brings you back to where you feel that you're functioning well? That you're balanced. That you're happy. That you're laughing.
Yes. Well, what brought me out of my skin was the pulling out of my loved ones. And then when I felt, because during this illness, you can feel as if you've been very selfish, and I'm a very giving person. And I first said to myself, I so miss giving to people, that is what I ended up going through between June of last year until this actually recently. So I had given as much as I could give that I felt I was missing all these years of doing. And then once I did that, I thought, well, gee, I'm giving so much of myself. I have to give of my, I'm giving
yes.
myself to others. I have to give to myself.
Right.
And in that whole period of time, though, I always knew what I needed to do, the kind of creative outlet I needed. And I've always known inside that I love to write.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, at a year old, I was just scribbling on paper.
Ah.
At a year and a half, I was speaking.
So
I feel that I'm a good orator as well as a writer.
Well, now, when you get into the creative part,
mm-hmm.
when you're writing, you also like dancing.
I love to dance. And I love music. That's my favorite art.
Do these things, when this is happening in your life, when you're creative, when you're writing, when you're doing things like this, does that help? Does that train?
It is a very positive thing. I think what's most important is to know what you need to do to make you feel good. For example, I have a sister-in-law who told me the other day, if she had the financial ability and privilege, she would have 5 children. Whereas myself, I've always known that I didn't want to be a mother. In fact, a career was more important to me outside of the family and children. So that's what I have actually ended up, maybe that's why I never really fell in love when I could have, but I didn't, because I knew deep inside that there was something I needed to figure out for myself, and now which I'm just starting to get going in my life.
Well, I'll tell you what, thank you. You know, what you've done, and the way I know you, is that you're a very productive person, you're a very disciplined person, you do love to laugh, and you have done a lot of things to change your life.
With the help of yourself.
And other people who have inspired you. Now, a number of things have happened in 2007 that are opening up for you right now.
Yes.
And you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I am halfway through a children's literature writing correspondence course. That's the ICL, if anyone's interested in children's literature to learn. And I started writing poetry when I was 15, and I was always good in composition at school. On and off during the past, let's say, 30 years, I've written in a journal. Currently, I am, as a writer, one has to be very observant, especially of other people. So I've been taking lots of notes, doesn't matter where I am, whatever strikes me, and I start writing. And this gives you the material to work from.
Yeah, it's kind of like recording. I love recording. And the reason I do is, especially when I'm doing something in the moment, it's great if music is going out to the universe, but if it's recorded, then I can listen to it again. And without judgment, I mean, I can either like the piece or not like the piece, but generally speaking, it does give a reflection. So like in writing, when you write something down, you can go back to it again. You can go back to it tomorrow. You can get back to it 3 years from now.
And you can only make it better, because writing is... half of writing is editing, so...
Well, let me... Again, we're winging it, folks, here. This is DJ, and we're still trying to get a hold of Lynn. Unfortunately, my cell went dead, so they can't call us. I may suggest, perhaps, to BBS, if they're listening, or that we take a small break in the show at some point, if you can let me know. And I can give you Lynn's number, and she can get back on the air with us. But I certainly appreciate Raz being with us here tonight.
Well, pleasure to speak.
I'm just taking a small break, and what I'd like to do here on the radio is read a little piece of poetry. And we were talking about writing and things that we record, something that's important to us, something that we feel, something that inspires us. And sometimes it's very difficult to put into words, but that's what art is for. That's why we give ourselves the expressions that we do. That's why we're all so different, so unique, and that's why it's so important that we fulfill our dreams and become who we really are, because our contribution to the world is miraculous. We are miracles that are born on this earth to explore dimensions that we've never explored before. And I'd like to read you this piece tonight. The night. I am breathing cool, clean air. The blackness of the night stands out with the stars. It's through a window I am looking. Ah, so fresh, so strong are you, so vibrant with life's force. Staring in your direction, I feel the answer is right. And it's all there before me. The peace within me is so strong, I could touch it. A miraculous way of seeing. In the night, my eyes can see the universe unfold. I feel so naked in its presence. As it bears itself to me. And here we are on the half hour. Welcome to Dream Path. Welcome to BBS Radio. And we had so many things lined up for you today. It's the inauguration, as it were, of BBS Late Night. I did plan on playing a number of pieces from Authentic the Opening. And you can always come to our site, streampath.ca, and if you want to actually listen to any of the pieces or any of the songs, and I'd love you to do that. And also, if you'd like to support what we're doing, the best thing to do is go ahead and buy the CD and have a journey in music, and that's how it was created. If you go to cdbaby.com/CD/DreamPath, you'll be able to listen to two-minute excerpts from the CD itself.
Hey, Dennis, are you there?
I'd love to, anyone who's listening to go ahead and do that.
Dennis, are you there?
If you also look at our site,
it
will give you, hopefully, inspiration to
I don't know what's going on.
Go ahead on your journey, on your particular path, lighting the way to your true heart's desire. Music and the arts are so important in our lives right now, it especially with the energy and the light that is moving in on this earth. You can hear speakers, I'm sure a lot of you have heard inspired speakers, channels. There are a number of individuals who have are hosting shows on the BBS Daily, and I certainly encourage you to go and listen to them. Hopefully, E.T. Ron is listening in. We knew about him and have listened to a number of his broadcasts on the BBS Daily, and he's on a number of times in the evenings, I believe, Wednesdays and Saturdays. And if you truly would like an emotional healing and even a physical healing, just excellent to go. And it's absolutely free. You just tune in to that particular time on BBS Daily. We know that this is being broadcast around the world. And also, if you're interested in hearing this broadcast again, if someone has missed it, you can always go to the archive.
Would it be possible to play your authentic on your player?
On the player? Well, we could all
fill in.
Yeah, we could probably fill in something like that. Maybe I can go, and I'll run over to the stereo over here, because here we are in Toronto. And I understand, too, I was talking about hosts as well. Now, here is my notes. Anyway, Dr. Fred Bell will be in Toronto in March to bring a number of enlightening workshops to those who would like to attend. And again, you can, he's on BBS Daily with a number of his shows, bringing in very interesting information from the scientific community. He's had so much experience in these areas. So if you'd like to go there, please tune in as well. What I'm going to do is take a wee break, and I'm going to put on some music in the background and see if we can connect with Lynn Jenkins so we can get her on the show. So I will be back in just a moment.
Hello, listeners. I'm Jera. I am Dennis's partner. And from what I understand...
Well, here we are through the technology at BBS Late Night. We have miraculously reached Lynn Jenkins. And Lynn Jenkins, as I mentioned earlier, is a professional rebirther, Reiki master, artist, author, and motivational speaker. And she is with us right now. Welcome to DreamPath, Lynn Jenkins.
Hi, Dennis. Thanks. In a therapy session, and they called it rebirthing. And then different murder programs portrayed a murder featuring a rebirther, and it was on 2020 and in every newspaper. And the woman who was doing it wasn't rebirthing. She had wrapped this kid in a blanket and was trying to get her to pretend she was in the womb and was going to break free, and they basically suffocated the child to death. And in rebirthing, we don't even touch. So it's, you know, had a bad rap over the years, and for that I'm very sorry.
No, I understand. I mean, Lynn Jenkins, you're not only a wonderful person who reaches out to many. A lot of times when you were medicated and treated really badly by various individuals who were supposedly trying to help you, you ran away. You managed to get away. One of the interesting things is when you took off to Bermuda. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
One time they had me in the hospital, and, you know, like, they never tell you when you're getting out. And I said, well, I'm getting out by the end of the week. And the doctor said, oh, no, you're not. And I said, yes, I am. I'm going to Bermuda. And I had some friends down there, and I cannot remember how I phoned them or how I got the ticket, but I went to Bermuda. various clients. I hear so many, you know, terrible stories that at the end of the day, I have to do something creative to balance myself. So I have a black book, and every day I sit and I draw and I color it, I paint, I have everything, wick sticks, colors, pastels, but I try and just do something creative each day just to bring some, you know, balance into my life.
And you're also an author of a number of books.
Unpublished author.
Published, but soon to be published.
Yes.
Again, people can go to your screens. I mean, I looked at that and it just made me laugh. It is beautifully written. It's very funny and it's very insightful. Would you like to talk to us a little bit about
and,
that?
And it's written by a dog. Well,
he communicates to you.
Yes. He's like the dog whisperer. He whispers to me instead of us whispering to him. Well, I live in an apartment building in Toronto, and I noticed that there were two young men in the building that had the cutest little puppy, and they were coming home every day at lunch to walk him, you know, and they both are businessmen and they work downtown. So I offered to walk the puppy for them because I work out of my home. And they were delighted. So we started off with 3 days a week, and now I'm up to 4 and sometimes 5. And I knew that the dog was their pride and joy and just like their kid. So I thought, well, if I was a nanny, I would have to report at the end of the day and tell them, you know, how the child had done. So I didn't know these fellows very well, so I pretended the dog was telling them what it had done. And it turned out to be funny. And as the days went by, it started getting, you know, bigger and bigger. And then I started taking pictures of the dog. And the dog and I started developing this whole war between us where I'm trying to train him and he's out to get me, you know, by being naughty. And it's really, I think, turning out to be quite cute. And I'm hoping that, you know, they're only going to be here until June, so the story will end in June. But we went through his toilet training, and then we went through his getting fixed terrible time, and Halloween he was Batman, and he has all these...
From your daddy diaries?
No, I don't. It's on my computer, and I don't have a copy of it printed off at the moment. But the dog is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. He's part Beagle Schnauzer Terrier, and he's got this hair that like flops over his eyes.
Information for people to and again with the daddy diaries, it really is insightful about not only the dog's behavior but human behavior as well. And insights from another perspective, which is really makes you think, but at the same time laugh.
And we gossip about the neighbors, the dog and I, and then he snitches on me and tells them all the stupid thing that I've done. You know, like one day I washed my hair, but I forgot to know, take the shampoo out. Then I couldn't understand why my hair was so greasy. And and then one day I spiked the dog's hair with glue like a punk rocker just to give the boys a laugh when they came home from work. So they never know what I'm going to do to the dog either. And we have a war going on at the moment, or a contest. We had a videotape of the dog whisperer, and now the three of us are going to have a competition as to who can train the dog the best, and, you know, we're going to, you know, set rules and, you know, a whole competition, like, can you make him roll over, can you make him shake a paw, and so far he won't do anything as he wants to, but I'm trying to bribe him. My way, yeah. And the funniest thing happened was this week, the boys were watching the video of the Dream Healer, and they stupidly taped over it, so now I know all the dog whisperer's secrets, and they don't.
So you really picked this up, do you?
Pardon me?
You really picked this up, these secrets. I mean, is this something that happens, that you get inspired, or do you really hear something sort of coming through from all of this? From doggy talk, daddy diaries.
Well, you know, when I was in grade 9, I had to write an essay for school, a biography of somebody. And I don't know, there must have been something going on in the family at the time because I really didn't have much time to write the essay. So I wrote it about a flea on a dog. And I thought I would get, like, you know, -0. And the teacher was so delighted. He read it to every class in the school, and they sent the essay over to England. So it sort of reminded me of that, and that's what sort of inspired me to do the Daddy Diaries.
Oh, that's great. And I invite everybody to come and listen or read. Just go to your site, again, rebirthingplus.com, and they can get some of that. And any publishers out there that really would like a great story, contact Lynn. Now, I'd like to get back just a bit, if I may, to the mood disorders. Because
yes.
A very interesting thing has happened here, because so many people are treated with drugs and all kinds of things that really don't...